Well, our third video from the Book of Judges, I've titled Choosing Leaders. And it's the lessons from Gideon, who we heard about in the last video. And this is in the chapter 7, verses 1 to 25. Great story, love reading it. I even speak on it in church services. You know, here was Gideon's problem. When he got over all the issues of being called, he finally headed off. And he had 10,000 volunteer soldiers who were going to defeat the Midianites who had been oppressing them. But he attracted too many people. And you go, how can you not have too many people in a war? But eventually they were culled down to 300. But they were the people, and you'll see in a moment, who were the right people. You get the right people, you can build a business, you can build a church, you can build anything with the right people. I found this out in a Gloria Jean store where people had, I need a lot of staff. They had a lot of staff. I said, if you get three good people, you won't need all these people. They will actually be more efficient. They'll be more effective. They'll be more friendly. And the whole thing will run better with less labor. And to his credit, he did that. And he actually saw the business grow and eventually had to add more staff. But he had the right people. That's really the key thing. See, God didn't want Gideon to think that you're going to have 10,000 people, you get the victory, that we've done this. You're going to see God has provided the victory, and the less you have with the victory, the less you can say we did this with our own strength. And it's difficult to select the right people. And, you know, I haven't always selected the right people, and it's caused a lot of issues. And it's not necessarily some people are bad, it's just, or no good, it's just they're in the wrong job or in the wrong place, or they've come for the wrong reason, and we all know those people. And so God gave Gideon a way to cull them down, and you can read that in the whole chapters around chapter 7 of the Book of Judges. So what do we learn about selecting people? Number one, a good leader attracts many people, but not all are helpful. Number two, people choose to leave or step back. It's not always a bad thing that they leave or they don't want to be in that position. It's better to have people who are going to take you forward, or the business forward, or the church forward, but actually want to go with you. Number three, more people leave when the battle starts. When it gets tough, you lose a client, people leave the church. The people that aren't engaged leave. Not always a bad thing. Number four, God's way or plan is not ours. Trust me, his plans and ways are better than mine. And there's certainly, mine are certainly nowhere near as good as his. Number five, God wants quality leaders, not quantity. He wants people that are growing in their relationship with him, that are listening to him, and they can move forward together. Number six, a few committed people with a plan or a strategy will bring victory. Number seven, when a few people bring victory, everyone else will eventually come in behind. When they start to see some victories, everyone else will be there coming in and getting behind it rather than standing back. But you can't rely upon them when you're in the battle. And number eight, God wants credit for the wins. We can't just say, we all did this. And we've moved from I did this to we all did. We're going to say, and God did this as well with us.